He could remove the stone from the field during the entire 6th year, all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year. And we said in the previous Mishnah that only certain malachos are asur min haTorah during the year of Shviyah. And there are other malachos that are mutar min haTorah, but are asur min haRabbanan. The Rabbanan asked certain malachos to do that during the year of Shemitah. And those malachos that are asur only min haRabbanan during the year of Shemitah would be mutar on Erev Shviyah. You would be allowed to do those malachos on the year prior to Shviyah during the 6th year, all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year. But this Mishnah will enumerate malachas that are asur only min haRabbanan on Shemitah, and those malachas would be mutar during the 6th year. And removing the stones from the field is only asur min haRabbanan during the year of Shemitah, so therefore you're allowed to do them the entire 6th year, all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. Makarsimit, Mizardin, Mithaslin, Ad Rosh Hashanah. These three malachas are only asur min haRabbanan during the year of Shemitah itself, so therefore they are mutar in the 6th year, all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. Makarsimit means to prune the tree, as it has too many branches, so you cut off some of the dried out branches. Mizardin means that you have very long branches and you want to cut them down to size. And the fossil means to remove the bad parts of the tree. All these things are mutter during the 6th year of the Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer Kizirudo Kipisula Shachamisha Kasho Shisha. Rabbi Yeshua said, the same as we do Zirud and Pisul of the tree in the 5th year of Shemitah, that's how we do it on the 6th year of Shemitah. Meaning to say, just like the Malach of the Zirud and Pisul that we do on the 5th year of Shemitah, we don't stop at the beginning of the 6th year from doing these malachas. We continue to do them during the 6th year. So too, when we do Zirud and Pisul on the tree during the 6th year of Shemitah, we don't stop on Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year. We'll continue to do them through Shemitah itself. And according to Rabbi Shimon, Zirud and Pisul are mutter even on Shavuos itself. And these malachas, according to Rabbi Yeshua, are not usher, even mid Rabbanan on Shemitah itself. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua is taking a more lenient approach than the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said, Mizardin, Mefaslin, Ad Rosh Hashanah, that you're allowed to do Zirud and Pisul the entire 6th year up to Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year. But on the 7th year itself, you're not allowed to do Zirud and Pisul according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yeshua holds Zirud and Pisul as mutter, even on Shviyas itself. The Rabbana never answered these malachas, even on Shviyas. Rabbi Shimon Aymer calls mine Shani Rasha Bavoda Sahila. Rasha ani pipisula. Rabbi Shimon said, any time I'm allowed to do avoda on the tree during the 6th year, that's when I'm allowed to do the pisul on the tree. Meaning to say, as we said previously, you're only allowed to plow an orchard in the 6th year up to Shavuot. After Shavuot, you're no longer allowed to do the plowing of an orchard. And according to Rabbi Shimon, the same would be true for the malacha of pisul, to cut off the bad parts of the tree. That's also only mutter up to Shavuot of the 6th year. As Rabbi Shimon takes a more stringent approach than even the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, you're allowed to do Zirud and Pisul through the entire 6th year, up to Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year. Rabbi Shimon holds, on the other hand, that just like you're only allowed to plow an orchard up to Shavuot of the 6th year, so too, you're only allowed to do the Malacha of Pisul up to Shavuot of the 6th year. After Shavuot of the 6th year, you're no longer allowed to do the Malacha of Pisul to the trees. You can put fertilizer on the young trees, but the bark of the tree starts to peel off. So you put fertilizer on the bark in order that the bark will reattach itself to the tree. Some famous ominous and atios means that you can anoint the tree with foul-smelling oil so that the bug won't go to the tree. As this malacha, even on Shemitah, is only also mid Rabbanan. So therefore, you're allowed to do this malacha on Erev Shemitah all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. But korchanoisa, and you're allowed to wrap a tree to protect the tree from the element. You can do this malacha on Erev Shviyas all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. Some say korchanoisa means that you can tie the branches to each other so that the branches will point upward and won't drag on the ground. But kaitmanoisa, you're also allowed to cover the exposed roots of a tree with ashes. You can do this malacha on Erev Shviyas up to Rosh Hashanah. Some say kaitmanoisa means that you can cut off the ends of the branches of the tree. But oisin lahem batim, and you can make shelters for a tree on Erev Shviyas all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. Umashkin oisan ad Rosh Hashanah, and so too you can water a tree all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. As all these malachas, since the Rosh are only mid Rabbanon, you can do these malachas on Erev Shviyas up to Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Gaimer, Av Mashkuhu et Hanof Bishvias. Av Olo Ezeik. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok said that you're allowed to water the branches of a tree even during the year of Shvias itself, but you're not allowed to water the trunk of the tree on Shvias. And according to Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, to water the branches of a tree, even the Rabbanan did not offer that malacha even on Shvias itself. You're allowed to water the branches of the tree on Shvias itself, but you can't water the trunk of the tree on Shvias itself. To water the trunk of the tree is only mutter on Erev Shvias, not on Shvias itself.